USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two American veterans from Alabama who are helping Ukraine fight against Russia are missing amid reports they've been captured by Russian-backed separatists. Relatives of 27-year-old Andy Hawin and 39-year-old Alexander Druk have been in contact with the state's congressional offices seeking information about the men's whereabouts. If confirmed, they would be the first U.S. citizens taken into custody after going to Ukraine's aid. The Supreme Court on Wednesday dismissed an effort by attorneys general to mount a legal defense of a Trump-era immigration restriction, directed federal immigration authorities to deny U.S. entry and green card requests of immigrants who are likely to become reliant on government money. Retired U.S. District Judge Vanessa Gilmore on CBS News.
The justices were not going to actually address the merits of that issue, whether or not the public charge law was constitutional or not.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee will continue Thursday with Vice President Mike Pence being the focus. Let's get an update.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first 2 in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
A rare U.S. military ground raid in northwestern Syria has captured a top ISIS leader. The operation in Syria on Thursday was called Operation Inherent Resolve. The detained individual was assessed to be an experienced bomb maker and one of the group's top leaders in Syria. There were no U.S. injuries. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Taiwan sees a very threatening China these days. Taiwan Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told Newsmax overnight his country is preparing to be invaded.
For 2 weeks was his aircraft strike group, Liaoning, and they have also conducted air exercises around Taiwan, especially in southern part of our ADIZ. And in several occasions, they also crossed the medium line of the Taiwan Strait, which has been safeguarding status quo and peace and stability over this area for years. And moreover, their spokesperson for the PLA has spoken about the medium line of the Taiwan Strait does not exist because Taiwan is part of China. And very recently, their Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson also talked about Taiwan as part of China, and therefore the Taiwan Strait is not an international water. So if we put all this together, we see a very threatening China these days.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the United States will contribute an additional $1 billion in security assistance to Ukraine following President Biden's phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
This package also includes $650 million in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds, and that will help Ukraine defend itself with 2 additional Harpoon coastal defense systems and thousands of secure radios, and night vision devices, and thermal sights, and other optics.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.